Parshas Kisavo tells us about the klalos, the curses, the terrible tragedies that will occur to the Jewish people if we don't keep the mitzvos, if we don't do what Hashem commands us to do. In Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, the Torah seems to give a reason. Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem Elokecha, because we didn't serve Hashem, besimcha uvetuv levav, with happiness, and tuv levav, with good-heartedness. Meirov kol. Hard to know what those words mean. Rashi translates them literally. They're hard to understand. Rashi translates it as birov kol, as the Sifsei Chachamim points out. Ba'od shahaya lecha kol tuv. While you still had good, while you still had what you needed, you weren't happy. So I'd like to make 2 points from this pasuk. And this pasuk is telling us, this is why the klalos are going to happen. So this pasuk is sending us a resounding message that this is the reason why all these terrible things, and if you read through the really terrible, terribly descriptive, painful, tragic punishments that will happen to us. Right? We serve Hashem. Right? The pasuk says we don't serve Hashem b'simcha uvetuv levav. We're not happy. It doesn't say we didn't serve Hashem. It sounds, the pasuk implies, that we are serving Hashem. B'simcha uvetuv levav, we're not. But we're doing it. Now the question is, we can ask, I understand that simcha shel mitzvah is an integral component. Being happy about doing a mitzvah, having an opportunity to do a mitzvah is definitely a positive, it's a good thing. But to say that all of these klalos, all of these curses are going to happen because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha uvetuv levav, it seems hard to imagine. Are we missing something here? So Rav Pinkus explains this concept. Rav Pinkus gives a mashal. You have a boy, he's walking down the street carrying a bag and he looks very distraught. He's sad. You walk up to him and say, "My dear child, Maishallah, what's wrong?" And he says, "My arms are killing. I'm carrying this heavy bag. Ay, ay, ay. My arm is hurting." His arm is hurting. "Nebuch, let me help the poor kid. Let me see what he has in there." "Mashi, what do you have in there?" "I have no idea." You open up the bag and you see bars of gold. Thousands and thousands of dollars of gold. Solid gold in this bag. He doesn't know what he's carrying. He doesn't realize it. The reason he's sad and the reason he's not thrilled beyond belief is because he doesn't realize what he has. If he understood that what he was carrying was so valuable, he could buy all the toys in the world, all the game systems, all the candy, whatever he wanted. He could take this gold and get everything he wanted, everything he could imagine, right in this bag. He would be skipping home with this heavy bag. But no. He doesn't realize the value of the contents of the bag, and therefore he's not happy carrying it because it's so heavy. You know, sometimes we do a mitzvah, and it's not so convenient for us. It's not so easy for us. It's not a good time. The action itself is not so easy. It puts us in an uncomfortable position. We're like that little boy. If we're bothered by it, if we're not happy, we're not into the idea of carrying it around, then for us, we don't realize what we have. We don't really appreciate the good that we're holding in our bag. If we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to shake a lulav, to blow a shofar, to light Hanukkah candles, and it becomes a burden, this happens. Listen, this is life. We're human beings and we go through, we have emotions and we react to mitzvos. It's not convenient for me to have to be home at this time to light Hanukkah candles. I want to be somewhere else. It's not so convenient, or this whole lulav, taking it out, wrapping it in the wet paper towel so that the aravos don't dry out. A little bit annoying. Okay, a little bit annoying. But do you realize what you have? A mitzvah? And that's besides all of the wonderful things that Chazal have to say about the mitzvah of lulav, the symbolism of Lulav and Esro coming back after the war, after the battle of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, with our weapons held high. Besides that, a mitzvah, Hashem said do this, and we have an opportunity to serve Hashem. If we're not thrilled with it, we don't realize what it is. We don't realize we're literally holding on to a golden bar. We have a mitzvah to perform, a mitzvah of tzitzis, a gold bar, a piece of gold. If we saw a piece of gold, would we ever think to say, oh, this is really too heavy, it's not worth it? Did the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Egypt, did they say, you know, they have a lot of gold, and we've been working for 210 years, so we deserve it, but they're not going to take it. It's just too big of a schlep. Now, obviously not. They took all the gold that they can get, everything that they can grab. They stuffed their pockets, they put it on the donkeys that they got. Any way that we can get this out of here, it would be much easier to escape from Egypt if they didn't have all these donkeys laden with gold and silver and everything else. The answer is, this is worth a lot of money. We can't just go away without this. We have an opportunity to get this, got to grab it when we can. It's the same way with the mitzvos. The message of Tachas Asher Lo Avadato Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha U'V'Tov Levav is that if a person is not doing a mitzvah with joy, then maybe he or she doesn't fully appreciate the value of the mitzvah. It's like that boy. The bag is heavy. Yes, of course it's heavy. It is heavy. And sometimes it's not easy to carry it, and sometimes your arms are tired, and sometimes it hurts. But it's a bar of gold we're talking about. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. It's a mitzvah midrabanan. And such a thing, we have to appreciate. And we have to be happy about it. And our joy in simcha shel mitzvah, our joy in performing the mitzvos, shows that we truly value the worth of the mitzvah. The end of the pasuk says, meirov kol. So Rashi translates it as, a time when things are going well. Okay? Rashi understands that the pasuk says you didn't serve Hashem out of joy when things were going well. So now Hashem is going to make things go not well. Okay, which we understand. That's a simple shot in the pasuk. That a person, at least when times are good, at least when the stock market is doing well, and we're comfortable, and we have what we need, and we're not too stressed out, at least at that time, you should be able to serve Hashem b'simcha. You should be happy. I understand that if you're pressured, if you're stressed, if there's terrible things going on in your life, a lot of aggravation, fear, whatever it is, you're right. It could lead to you not being able to serve Hashem b'simcha. But if everything is good in your life, everything is going smoothly, then you have no excuse. Perhaps al pi drush, we can explain a little bit different. The word rov and the word kol, we find in another place in Chumash. In Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Lamed Gimel, the showdown or the meeting between Yaakov and Esav after being apart for so long, when Yaakov and Esav meet up, Esav's response to Yaakov when they start to talk, Vayomer Esav in Pasuk Tes, Yesh li rov, I have a lot. I have so much stuff. Look how much stuff I have, Rav. And what does Yaakov respond? Yaakov responds in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'chiyesh li kol. I have everything. The Bali Musar point out that there's a fundamental difference here between Esav and Yaakov. It's not just how much they had in dollars. It was a perspective. It was perception. Yaakov looked at his life as having everything. Esav looked at his life as, I'm always missing something. I'm always lacking. Yesh li rov, I have a lot. Now, Esav could have been a multimillionaire, a billionaire. I have a lot. Baruch Hashem, I have a lot. You have a lot? You don't have everything you need? It's not enough? The millions of dollars are not enough? So, the discussion, the psukim in Parshas Vayishlach, what they're talking about is all the cattle, everything that they have over there, that they came with. So Esav's response is, Yesh li rav, I have a lot. And Yaakov's response is, Yesh li kol, I have everything. When it comes to our gashmius, our physical wealth, our response should be a Yaakov response. It should be Yesh li kol. And Esav, on the other hand, his response is, Yesh li rav. So perhaps here too, there's a hint in the pasuk The pasuk at the end says, "We served Hashem. We didn't serve Hashem out of simcha, out of happiness, umetuv levav, good-heartedness, meirov kol, because we had most of the kol, meaning our perspective was off. Our perspective was an ace of perspective. We looked at it and we said, we have rov kol. We don't have kol. We don't have all of everything. We have rov. We have most of it. We didn't feel like we had enough." And perhaps, just even to connect it to Rashi, Rashi was saying, "May rov kol is ba'od shahaya l'cha kol tov," when you had everything good. You had everything good, but perhaps here we see, you didn't think that you had everything good. The problem was your perspective, your attitude towards your situation. You looked at your situation and said, "This is a terrible matzav. This is a terrible matzav, and that causes you to not serve Hashem out of simcha." Hashem says, "Let me show you what a terrible matzav is. Let me show you the klalos. You can witness, you can experience tragedy, punishment, pain, and suffering." The perspective that we should have is a Yaakov Avinu perspective. When it comes to our physical wealth, we have what we need, and whatever we have, Hashem has provided for us. And if we don't have it, then we don't need to have it. Because Hashem knows that for us to fulfill our purpose in the world, we don't need it. And if we realize, like we said at the beginning, if we realize the gold bars that we're holding in our bag, then certainly when it comes to serving Hashem, we would never think, "Oh, this is a schlep, this is not easy, this is difficult, it's painful." Just the opposite. We would look at this and realize how lucky we are to be holding these bars of gold and walking around with them, walking around with these bars of gold each and every day.